So, welcome to everyone. Anybody having objection with fans on? Like, possible to leave them on or not?
As long as you try and see the
power. Okay, yeah, I will try, yeah. So, is there anything digested to be shared from the last evening, or something undigested to be discussed? No, like you have chance to discuss or share, both possibilities are there. So please feel free. Freshness, yes, yeah.
I was just wondering exactly what you mean by that.
What I mean by that,
yes. Yeah,
okay. Like when you experience timeless feeling, you know, like whenever you experience timeless feeling, like that's what I call freshness. Kind of like it's experience, you know, timelessness, like whenever you experience, you know, in life, timelessness, you know, that's what I mean by freshness. And I think, you know, certainly for me it's very difficult to describe any other way other than saying your experience, you know, to explain something. And if you have a way, you know, I will really welcome that. Any other way to say?
Like being really present in the moment?
Yeah, also. Yeah. But it's not like there are times that you try to make yourself present. But when you can be present when that effort is also not there. So that's why, like, I don't want to say that way, because then we think, I make myself to be in present, and that's what I mean, but I don't mean that, because as soon as you make any effort, it's not that. So, you know, we can call by the grace of God, we can call by my effort, you know, we can call by coincidence. However, you know, when that happens, that's what, you know, I call freshness. So, anything more? Yes, please. Okay, so we can put off the fans. And then, so into sutras. So last evening he was describing tatparam purus khyater guna by trisnam. Like trisna means you move forward, you know, you really go far. And vaitrasan means you really kind of like a stop and look. And if it is helpful, then only you go forward. He's saying like, as soon as you recognize the force, you know, the expressive force and from which expressive force come, like both, you know, there will be like a, in Sanskrit they have like purusha, means this source through which force come, expressive force come. And you really want to be part of not expressive force, but the source. You know, as soon as you recognize these two, then it's not force moving you, you know, like up to here, always nature has been able to activate you, and recognizing that that allowance is not anymore there, you know, like really you allowance come from you, not from this natural force, you know. There is like a expressive way of life which is kind of forceful, you know, like the leaves are coming, you know, plants are coming up, flowering, fruits. It's like a force, we can feel the force making that happen. This is like the expressive way of life. But also this comes from something, which is purusha, which is no activity. And that's why it's really difficult to put finger on. But Patanjali is saying like, once you are that silent, you know, you can really put finger on the purusha also, on the source. And then you are not any more slave of expressions, you know. Prior to this, you know, trees have no freedom other than giving the fruits. No, I'm not saying that is bad, you know, like just not to take in good and bad way. Like trees somehow are forced to give fruit. So at this place, you know, Patanjali is saying like, no, you are out of being forced. 10. Now he's saying, Bitark, Bichara, Nand, Asmita, Rupa, Anugamat, Sampragyata. And he's not calling, he's just calling sampragrata, not samadhi, like generally. I think in many books he's also called samadhi, but he's not. Still he is not calling even samadhi. So saying like having been that silent and of course even in that silence like the current of thinking. Not really thinking, you know, like you, because thinking is not there at all, but like another way will be say, like if a tree is there, so, you know, outside, above the earth, tree has trunk, leaves, flowers, fruits, but also under the earth, tree has this roots and then current of water, you know, current of soil, like something that is under the earth. So similarly, like in our life, in our expressive life, we have above the, you know, above the earth and under the earth. So sampragyata means like the force which has been acting under the earth, and we can feel like a, you know, so you are walking suddenly, and many times, you know, it's like there is no reason. Like many times it's reason, then there is like good enough to say, you know, this person made me angry. But many times there is no reason, and like something like some kind of like current really, you know, slowly starts, and you know, the whole body is angry. So it's talking about like this undercurrent, you know, under which is unseen. On that level, like the thinking on maybe we can call on level which is difficult to catch, like you know, that kind of current which is so root, you know, so but so difficult to catch. So even in that kind of silence, you know, when all upper part like the head is really silent, heart is really silent, emotions are really silent, but something will be still on, like something, that level of individuality will be sending signals. But because the upper portion is silent, so there is nobody to catch, you know, like because the upper cell phone is off, kind of, you know. But lower cell phone is on still, you know. So it's really ringing. But because it's off, so nobody catching. Like something like that. So saying like this.
Sorry, are you saying that the reaction is still there, but
like in that level, you know.
But there's no one to react to.
Yeah, because you know the one phone is off, so then you know you cannot really somehow. But the of course you know it is being ranked by that person. So that's why he's saying like vitark, vichar, asmita, like the aimness, you know, like you will not feel I, but still aimness will be there, kind of, like somehow, you know, like still some kind of feeling of I-ness, you know. So saying like all that will be there. And if you are not putting your like upper phone on, you know, slowly, like after having, you know, ring many, many times, you know, it will be somehow off. Like you will feel another kind of silence, you know, like a kind of silence when upper portion is off, and when another kind of silence when lower portion is also off, and that he is calling sampragyata, you know, like you will be, he's not calling samadhi, but in order to explain, I will say, you know, it's kind of samadhi, you know, it's not real one, but kind of, we can say unreal samadhi. So, of course, like a you know, this state of like a quietness above as well as quietness under, you know, down, and why he is calling sampragyata means like still. Because still, where you are silent is in known areas, kind of, you know, it's very deep, but it's still like in the roots, like you have become silent only in the roots, you know, still more silence is needed. So that's why he's calling sampragyata, like you will really experience the silence, which could be said, you know, silence off, upper phone being off, and also lower phone being off. But of course, still some more phones have to be off, kind of, you know, like, that's why he's saying like sampragyata, like you really reach the state of quietness, which is because of upper and lower phone off, kind of, you know, like, you know, yes. Yeah, because he's like really into these phones, so yeah, he will cut off, so I think, you know, I don't have to speak, like he's really speaking about this. So under this, you know, there will be sculling phone of sanskaraj, you know, like in what we call in Buddhist language. Sankara, okay. Yes. Here is sanskara and that is sankara. Yeah. So saying like Biram Pratyaya Abhyas Purva Sanskar Sesu Anya. Like, you know, when the lower phone is off, biram means like you are at rest. When lower phone is at rest, and restfulness has like enough restfulness has happened to, like to this lower phone, and like under this lower phone there will be sanskaras of like we could call life patterns, you know, and also when that phone is also off, kind of like sanskar seso, aseso, like when it's not possible to like a, you know, this peace, you know, this quietness could be like, you know, if you say draw a line of water, you know, in this here, and this line has dried, and pour water again, so water will run on the same line. You know, if it is not like, you know, if you haven't poured a bucket, you know, like if you pour little, it will certainly run on that same line. So sanskaras are like that, like kind of like the dry patterns. But as soon as energy is there, it will flow. So he's saying like even when dry patterns are also quiet, you know, there the possibility to flow like in that is not. So then he's saying like, you know, the another kind of, you know, like there will be like a deepening in the peace, in the samadhi. And that will be called not sampragyata, like something else other than some, like he's calling anya. That place, it will be called other than the sampragyata, you know, quietness, we can call quietness deeper than the second, like phone, you know, like the kind of quietness on level of third phone. Yeah, like because his difference will be like the second phone is feels like more, you know, active, more, there will be like this feeling of, we can say like change, you know, like some kind of like energy patterns like flowing through, like the energy flowing, and in the third one, even not that. So this will be different. Like some kind of like a like alive feeling and less alive feeling. भव प्रत्ययो विदेह प्रकृति लयानाम एंड लाइक in this. The nature can act through, like until here, you know, the sanskaras, he's saying like nature can act through, like the natural force can make you act. So once you reach there, he's saying like a merging into like the system. All the system which can allow nature to act through, he's saying like that is ceased now, you know, like the system certainly is ceased, but you are merged into natural force, like now individual force is not there, but you are merged into natural force. So, you know, like you are not active through individual, but you could be acting in somebody, kind of, you know, that can go. Like still, you are not beyond the natural law. Prakriti layanam, like you are really merged in the force of nature, you know, in that force. Now, like, not more any individual, but merge into natural law, like the force which helps individual to act through, like you merge in that force. व्यष्टि नहीं रहता, समष्टि के जो समष्टि का संकल्प है उसमें वहाँ तक आप पहुँच गए, अभी भी फ्री नहीं है, क्योंकि जो फोर्स है, मतलब जो मोक्ष का जो वो है, लाइक दी स्टिल यू आर नॉट फ्री, बट यू आर फ्री फ्रॉम इंडिविजुअल. Okay, so I have to go and then come back.
contemplation. And I'm just cleaning in the sanskaras and all that stuff. Are we going to get to the practical bit by day 7 on how to do that? Or when is that?
How to do that?
Yeah, how to practice.
Kind of, like being more and more quiet, you know, like quieter and quieter and quieter. Yeah. You know, that's how. Now he's saying, Shraddha, Virya, Smriti, Samadhi, Prajna Purvakam, Itaresham. There is like in life when we act through, so there is like a way to act because some object is seen, you know, like you see some object and to get there you act. And it's kind of like it's very easy because, you know, like you see it. And then, like in meditation world, we have like this, generally like we come because somehow we feel peace, experience of peace, and that's why we put ourselves, you know, in not nice situations, you know, where fan, you cannot put on fan and, you know, like you have to sweat, but it's still some kind of like continuation is there. So there is like a activity because of some experience, you know, and to make that experience more available. And then, you know, third kind of activity where you have like some kind of sensing, you know, not experience, but some kind of like sensing pro to that, and then you act through. And Shraddha means like you have no clue. Shraddha means having no clue, but still going far, you know. Still, like if you can manage to activate yourself without having a clue, without having kind of like anything, not even sensing. So saying like, you know, if on this, like, you know, so far you have become that quiet, and if you can continue to be quiet without having a clue, Shraddha, if you keep on practicing, and like generally when clue is not there, the effort is like a effort doesn't have flame, doesn't have, you know, it's like so-so kind of, you know, like half sleepy effort. So saying like, you know, if you can continue without having a clue, but not half sleepy effort, you know, viryam, like a together with flame, together with, and of course, smriti, you know, because many times when you have no clue, it's very easily you forget. Like, you know, with clue, you know, at least you remember. So that's why knowing that I don't have a clue, and if you can stay with that knowing, you know, without a clue, you are activating yourself, and with the flame, with the kind of like, with the light, and of course, samadhi prajna, like the wisdom which has come because of being that quiet, being in those places. So saying like, you know, if you manage to continue, then certainly itaresam, like you will manage to even get rid of the like the, you will not even ride the plane of whole, you know, like the natural, like even that, you will be out of that also, like he's saying. The, you know, the aeroplane,
yeah.
The aeroplane of whole, yeah. Kind of, you know, like there is like a, kind of like we ra- yes, please.
Is it the same as you're not even riding the first, the, you used metaphor of the first and the second?
Yeah, yeah, like even that, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So saying like, itaresam, like really, he's saying like you will reach another quietness, kind of, another, and not giving like other than this quietness, you know, like you will really be, we can say, more deep quietness, you know, like in inwards, that's what we can say, itresam, other than the quietness you felt.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to say,
mm-hmm.
Which is almost like blindfolding. But you're going.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, by that time, by having done all this,
yes.
There is a, like a momentum.
Yeah, momentum.
Yeah, and this, if you like allow that momentum, Shraddha is like a,
yeah.
Like so allowing you that, you know.
Force.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then when you have that sort of Shraddha and you're going,
the, no, like, it's, no, because like what happens, like,
there's no clue and there's no memory pattern.
Yeah, there is no, also like, you know.
अपना प्रयास ही नहीं हुआ है.
हाँ.
वो तो बस बह गए.
बह वही मतलब कि वो जो momentum है, that will like if you let momentum continue kind of like you, so that's why he said like Shraddha, Virya, Smriti, Samadhi. Like the samadhi prajna, like the wisdom of quietness, you know, because there will be a attraction in that, you know, in that wisdom, like that wisdom will feel attracted to.
Mm-hmm. Force comes, is it trying to say that when that stillness happens in me,
yeah.
That force comes within and without a clue you go?
And without?
There's no clue, you have
yeah.
No clue.
Yeah.
And there's only Shraddha, but the stillness is happening.
Yeah.
The vacuum and, is created.
Yeah, and like there is like this experience of that is stillness.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you kind of to go. Like more like experiential, because of the experience of that, like somehow you manage to continue.
Where are you going?
Hmm?
Where are you going?
Just going, you know.
Mm-hmm. When you say no clue, I think I was confused. When you say no clue,
uh-huh.
Does that mean no physical or sense incentive?
Yeah. Like, you know, the all physics.
Or spiritual experience.
Yeah. It's kind of like all physical, you know.
Like, including samadhi.
Yeah, including, like, you know, there will be like this some kind of like a goodness felt in samadhi. You know, that's why I say like pragya, samadhi pragya. Like this. Something will be pro to it because of feeling that quietness. So that, you know, this is why he is using but samadhi pragya, like the wisdom of that quietness. You will not be against, like somehow that will not allow you to go against. Otherwise, you know, you will say, what I am doing, you know, kind of. So. Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's a good thing when you are at such a stage in your sadhana that it feels like you're not meditating at all when you're meditating, like you don't feel anything.
Yeah, it's kind of like almost in that state even time is not felt. If you have no watch and no sun coming, you will not have time, kind of like you know, it's very difficult to feel time there, because it's almost like you are in and you are out, and maybe in and out, you know, in watch it's like 7 hours, 6 hours, but there is no feeling of time at all.
But is it absorption?
Yeah, samadhi is kind of like, you know, like that.
But I thought that was a clue as well. That absorption is it?
Yeah, in the beginning, no, like he said, is a clue. In the beginning, when he said like it's the patterns of roots getting quieter, then you have some clue, like some kind of like a energy currents, but later you don't have clue. Okay? And now he's saying, Tibra Samvegana Asana, and like if you know this force which has happened to you, you know, like the like if your momentum has been speedy, we can say. So he's saying like you will really fall very soon. Like, you will go to the sea sooner if momentum has been like tibra, means strong, we can say. If it, like he's saying, like really to fall in samadhi, like real samadhi. Like from here on, it's just the matter of the speed of your momentum. Because if your momentum has been strong, you jump soon. And mridu madhya dhimatratva tatopi visesa. And of course, like, you know, if your momentum is medium, like it will take little more time. And if it is low, mridu, like, you know, literal meaning is like sweet, but in speed is like the lowest kind of, you know. Like if your speed is lowest, then like according to that, but he's saying like certainly if your speed is like sweet, low, he's saying like certainly you will have some special tricks, kind of like, because it's like you will know steps more because of this. So he's saying like if your speed literally meaning is sweet, you know, and in that way like it's low, if you are a slow walker, saying like you will be treated with kind of like a German chocolate cakes kind of. So saying like tato api bisesa, like, you know, still even if you are you have been called in life that like you don't have enough speed, he's saying like, you know, certainly is very useful because you can make some steps which probably he's not able to, because like he's saying, probably he's like the first one. So he's saying like he's very, suddenly you jump. But then he says that being less speedy is really helpful because, you know, probably he's not able to speak something more here because this falling down has happened. So that's why I say it will be worth to have low speed because certainly some more goodies could be expressed. Yes.
What does the speed depend on? Like, what makes me a slow walker or a fast walker?
I think your choice, you know. Like, some people kind of really are speedy, you know. Some people really, you know, put their feet and then, you know, like. So it's like our choice. Somehow.
But it's different than like.
Different than?
Like than the outer world, like how fast I walk. Like, how fast I walk.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to indicate how fast I walk in the spiritual realm? You know what I mean?
You know, if you are walking in the spiritual realm, certainly. Like.
You know what I mean? Like, how fast I walk too much.
Yeah, that, like, you know, it depends, like, where you are, you know, because generally, like, we run very fast in other areas and less fast in the spiritual kind of, you know, if you are really running in a spiritual path, you know, you will, of course, run.
But, too much.
Huh? Not, it will not be too much, yeah, I think, you know.
Talking about slow and sweet being synonymous in Hindi or in Sanskrit. Does that also mean that the good thing about being a slow walk on a spiritual path is that you get lots of boons? Like it's more pleasurable?
You know, for him, certainly.
But that doesn't mean that the more difficult it is, the faster you're going.
No, it's not difficult. Faster going is not difficult, but
okay.
Like, you know, only you will not have German chocolates, you know. So that's what you know, like some goodies, you know. Like, so like the father, you know, I think he's finished talking to the people who are grown enough, kind of, you know, like who really can understand this way. Is the end of, you know, more sutras are not needed for them. And now, since like we are here, we are slow learners, so now he speaks for the second category of people. And he's saying, Ishwar prani dhanat va. You know, this is a way you can walk through. And if this way has not, is not suiting you, then I'm coming to, like he's saying, like I'm speaking the second way, and he's saying, Ishwar pranidhanat va. Also, there is a way you conceive God in your womb and grow and give birth to. So he's saying like, you know, if this way has not worked for you, you know, don't be scared, you know. There is a way for you. And way is, you have to conceive God in your womb and, you know, give birth to. And, you know, don't feel scared that you are a man because really all the men suddenly are scared, you know. So also like you have a womb, you know, like the womb he's talking, not only women have, also men have. So please don't feel that you will not be kind of like able to conceive. You will also be able to conceive. So saying like Ishwar pranidhanatva, like another way is to conceive God in your womb and grow and give birth to. And like he will be talking this way, like this second way. Like the first way, you know, if we understood, we need not second way. But if we, because since we haven't, so we need second way. So I'll be talking in the next time. So today is the full moon, and we are, like the moon also invited and Ganga also invited us to be like together with moon and together with Ganga. And so after this, we will be walking to Ganga. And I think Lornaji is here somewhere. Lornaji, yeah. So maybe she can walk, and I have to run and put these books inside, and then certainly running behind you. Just like close by, you know, this ghat, and just standing there and watching moon and Ganga. And of course yourself, as well as.
Can we have 5 minutes to go to the bathroom?
Okay, yeah. So we have 5 minutes. Then, I can also come and join. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So we have 5 minutes and.